There were two chicken farmers who were not too good. They started out reading books, bought themselves quite a few chickens, and one had a lot of problems. So he goes up to his friend, "My chickens are dying. What should I do?" He says, "You know what? Put a little vodka into the water. That should take care of the disease." But next week, the chickens keep on dying, and the friend says, "What else? That didn't work." He says, "Well, give them some oats. They might eat that. That might help." And the third week, finally he said, "You know, all the chickens are dead." And his friend goes, "You know, but I had so many more good ideas." Unlike that story, faith in God is a good idea. And I would like to compare it to human faith in love. When I teach young children, I say love is one of those things almost everyone believes in, but no one has ever seen. It is for this reason that when we look at someone and we think they love us, we have to ask them the question, "Do you love me?" And they may say yes, no, or "What did you say?" But in marriage or in friendship, the love is still the same mysterious, elusive item. We want it so much. We believe in it so much when someone says, "Yes, of course I love you. I'm your husband, wife, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your sister. Of course I love you." And we look for evidence by the way they speak, by the way they act. And over many, many years, we almost have a moral certitude. Of course, after 10, 20, 30, 40 years, they love me. They're still here. They're still here. But still we don't know. And after 40 or 50 years, we might ask the question, "Do you love me?" Well, we believe in it so much that we don't want to let go. But we have different evidences. I think it's the exact same thing with God. If you're looking for absolute certitude in faith, you will never find it. If you are looking for moral certitude in a God who loves you, to find evidence both in your fellow human beings and in creation, you will find it. Even more so in yourself. If you're looking for a God who values your independence and your choices, while also giving you guidance and strength to make the right choice, you will not be disappointed. But it is something every person has to do themselves. No one can love in your place, and no one can believe in your place. There used to be an old situation in the old days, the macho men would never go to church if their wife got sick. So if you didn't see the guys, you said, "Geez, the wife must be sick. The guy's afraid to come to church." But now we have to remind ourselves to be real men, real women, real people of faith who make this choice themselves. It will be tested, and you will see signs, especially if you are honest with yourself and try to do the right thing. Sometimes in our society, we want safe spaces. There are no safe spaces. One of the comedians used to say, "We want everyone else to wear bubble wrap because we're hemophiliac and we're afraid to be hurt." There has to be a certain courage for faith and for love. There has to be a certain adventure. And there has to be a test. And there has to be a struggle with old habits and old ideas. But question everything. Use the mind God gave you to see if it makes sense. But be honest with yourself. When you do something bad, say so to yourself. When you try to deceive or manipulate or control or hurt someone, say that honest thing to yourself. "I was afraid of being alone, so I hurt you, I manipulated you, I tried to control you." Be honest with yourself, and you will see the God of truth will not be far from you. He will release you, He will give you wisdom. And at the end of your life, remember that old Christian proverb. It is not for us as Christians to have good things happen to us. It is there for us to become good. And whether you are healthy or sick, rich or poor, well respected or even shunned, Always ask yourself the question, how can I be better? Never give up on yourself or your God. And at the end of the world, at the end of your life, you will see that your love and your faith will be well founded. Christianity is an interactive religion. Test it, live it, and you will see at the end of the day, you will still ask the question, do you love me, God? And I think in your life, you will see the answer will be yes. Not because everything turned out great, but because you turned out good. Slava Iisusu Hristu.